Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
It's that time of year again, and all eyes are now turning to football as teams are back on the gridiron to start the football season. As always, BetOnline is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. Get all the updated odds, props, and contests, including online's biggest $500,000 NFL mega contest, the world's largest $200,000 NFL survivor contest open now at BetOnline. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 100% welcome bonus. Take advantage of their opening day super promo. Make a bet on the Thursday, September 9th season opener between the Super Bowl champion Buccaneers and the Dallas Cowboys. And if you lose, your wager will be refunded up to $25 for new customers only when signing up and using promo code NFL100. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite sports. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. What's up, y'all? Welcome into another edition of Believe in Kentucky. My name is Vinny Hardy. Be sure to go to Believe.com to catch every episode of this podcast. You can also follow Believe Podcast Network at Believe Podcast on Twitter. Follow everything about this podcast, Believe in Kentucky, on social media at Believe in Kentucky on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all the above, everywhere you go, Believe in Kentucky, TikTok as well, BLEAVIN, Kentucky. We have all the latest episodes popping up there. Go to Apple Podcasts and put a review in there. Let us know what you think about the podcast and feel free to hit it with the 5-star rating. We definitely would appreciate that as well. It's finally here. We are here on the eve of game day. Tomorrow, September the 4th, been talking about it for forever. Kentucky football kicks off against Louisiana Monroe, the Warhawks. But before that, it's a big weekend. We're going to definitely talk about the football game coming up, the season opener at Kroger Field. But it's a big weekend as a whole for UK sports. Before we get to the kickoff tomorrow at noon, we got big things popping off here in just a little bit in Lexington. We got hardware that's given out, going to be given out. Got banners that are about to be unfurled. We're talking about Kentucky volleyball. They play tonight at Memorial Coliseum at 7:30. Northern Iowa is the opponent. The championship banner will be unveiled. They'll be able to take one last look back at the fabulous season they had in a COVID year. Craig Skinner and the volleyball team did work. The season started, the season paused, the season resumed. Kentucky didn't miss a beat. Through all the ups and downs and twists and turns, finally broke through, been making a tournament forever, not able to get over the hump and make the deep, deep runs. Finally got to the Final Four. Got to take a minute and tell y'all about Balance 7. It's been sponsoring podcasts for a little while now. We talked about how Lamar Odom may be returning to professional basketball in Spain soon. He's been taking a new product that he owes the credit to, Balance 7. Balance 7 is a pH balancing alkaline supplement drink. Doesn't matter what level of an athlete you are, an older athlete, a weekend warrior, Balance 7 can help, especially with an older athlete. It helps with the wear and tear that has been doled out to the body over years and years of playing. Balance 7 definitely helps. We saw how Lamar looked in the celebrity boxing match against Aaron Carter. So head to Balance7.com and use the code BELIEVE for free shipping. Balance7.com and use the code BELIEVE for free shipping. I did. If it worked for him, it can work for you too. Didn't stop at the Final Four. Went ahead and handled business and got to the championship game and defeated Texas to win it all. First SEC school to do so and made history along the way. Been winning the SEC for a few years now, and then they capped it off last year with the title. So now they're back to defend the title. A different team. Of course, last year is last year. And they're definitely going to be looking forward to this year and all the challenges that it presents, but they will have that target and be hunted even more than they have been now that they are wearing the crown as champions. So congratulations again. Going to be an exciting evening at Memorial Coliseum for the volleyball team. We've already had some football games, as we know. We had a few last weekend. Poor Nebraska kind of was, you know, catching all the shade for their debut against Illinois. You know, Scott Frost and them still ain't quite got it together yet. Wandale Robinson, who is now with Kentucky, is a former Cornhusker. He, no doubt he might have been tuning in to see what his old team was doing, and didn't go well for him. We're all going to be tuning in tomorrow to see what Wandale can do in his Kentucky debut. And we're definitely excited to see how he fits in to Liam Cohen's new offense. No doubt he's going to be a focal point to get his touches. Rodriguez is going to get a lot of touches, but you know they're going to feed Wandale the ball as well. So we're looking forward to that. There were some games last night. Talked about, you know, Nebraska last week. There were some games last night. Gus Malzahn dug a hole at Central Florida against Boise State, and they battled back and beat them 36-31. We had Tennessee playing Bowling Green, and that was close at the half in Knoxville, 14-6. Bowling Green, you know, got down and kicked a couple field goals, kicked a really long field goal after a bunch of penalties backed them up. But, you know, if they could have cashed in some touchdowns, it would have changed the complexion of the game. The second half, you know, Tennessee kind of won going away. It was 38-6. Tennessee pounded them with the run and turned up the pass rush and things like that to pull away from Bowling Green. But that was close for a half and could have been even closer than it was. Everybody outside of Columbus was hoping Minnesota could pull the upset of Ohio State. They went toe-to-toe for quite a while. The running back Ibrahim getting hurt didn't help. And then there was a sack of a Kentucky native Tanner Morgan and a scoop and score by Ohio State that was a bit of a nail in the coffin as well. And Ohio State ended up winning 45-31. So the Buckeyes got the win to most everybody's chagrin, you know, like I said, outside of Columbus. It kicks off lots of big games tomorrow. You know, you got Kentucky, which we're going to be focusing on. Noon, don't have to wait. You know, just, you know, you'd rather tailgate and all that stuff for longer, but you also want to see the game. So a noon kickoff it is. Louisiana Monroe, Terry Bowden is the head coach. Now, you know, everybody of a certain age knows Terry. Everybody of various different ages knows the Bowden name, Bobby Bowden, and Tommy and Terry, his sons, been a coaching family for decades. And it's crazy now just thinking how long that Terry Bowden's been in the game. I'm 43, so the fact that Terry Bowden is 65 is crazy. He's the same age or in the same age range of where Bobby was, his father, when I first started realizing who Bobby was. And Florida State was on the scene in the early 90s on their run of just dominating the ACC, having those epic games with Miami. Bobby was in his 60s back then, and now here his son Terry is 65 as he brings Louisiana Monroe into Kroger Field Saturday afternoon. Of course, Terry came into my consciousness with Auburn. You know, they were on probation, but he was undefeated. The big running back, Steven Davis, who had several years in the NFL with the Washington football team. That Auburn team was really good. I felt bad that they weren't able to, you know, go to a bowl and see if they could cap that season off But that was a great coaching job that Terry did back then. And when he first was on the scene at Auburn, he was younger than I am now, which is crazy, which everybody, you know, look, time doesn't stop for anybody. And this is just further evidence of that. But Terry Bowden is 65 years old. Unbelievable. And he was, his press conferences, when he did his pregame, midweek press conferences down there in Monroe talking about Kentucky, effusive in his praise for the Cats. It's not the same old Kentucky. He's been in the SEC. He saw Kentucky when he was at Auburn. The Kentucky then compared to the Kentucky now, it's a whole lot different with the way Mark Stoops has built the program and upgraded the recruiting, the facilities. Kentucky looks the part of an SEC team now. They're respectable. They're not easy W like they used to be. They're not pushovers like they used to be. And as a matter of fact, it's the opposite. This is a money game for Louisiana Monroe. They're getting paid to come to Lexington to play this game. They're trying to rebuild their program. Their facilities are lacking. They won zero games last year. They didn't even lead in any games last year. So it might be an outrage if they get an early field goal and go up 3-0 tomorrow. They trailed all season long. They were winless. This is a bye game for them. They're trying to, inject life into the program. And Terry didn't even try to sugarcoat anything. Essentially, he's just saying, we're trying to go to Lexington, man. And look, we just want to go up there and play four quarters and not have anybody die and just get back to Monroe, Louisiana with all our arms and legs and limbs intact and all our fingers and all our toes. And then we can move on to the next game and move on towards trying to be competitive in this Sun Belt. We know what tomorrow's going to be. That's essentially what he has said in his press conference. He said it with a couple of podcast interviews he was on with Josh Moore, the Herald Leader, on Tom Leach's show. We just trying to survive and leave and get back without any, catastrophic injuries or casualties. We just want to make it out alive because we're not on their level talent wise. And that's, so for him just to be that brutally honest was hilarious. But he's got that outgoing, gregarious personality like his father had, and it was on display. They're definitely going to come and fight and battle, but he knows it's a huge uphill battle. He knows Kentucky's going to have to really do a lot of helping them out as far as making mistakes and turnovers, and Kentucky's going to have to keep them in the game and help them hang around. That's basically what he was saying. Had some things that have been up in the air needing some resolution that actually got some resolution leading up to this week. We talked, for several weeks ago about Javon Bouknight, wide receivers coach, and he had gotten a DUI in May up in Northern Kentucky, off the field issue, 26 miles over the speed limit, had an open container in the vehicle. He has now been moved, and he is a quality control analyst. And Scott Woodward has now been moved into his position as wide receivers coach. Woodward also has ties and connections to Liam Cohen. This was actually Cohen's backup at UMass. And he served as an offensive analyst and worked as a tight ends coach and worked with QBs and receivers. Started his career coaching in 2010, Westfield State, offense graduate assistant. 2013 to 2015, offensive coordinator, QB coach, Fairleigh Dickinson, grad assistant in 2015 at UMass, offensive analyst and QBs in 2016 and 17 at UMass, tight ends coach at UMass. 2019 and 2020, he was at Pittsburgh, offensive quality control. So he comes in literally right before the season starts and will slide in as the wide receivers coach, replacing Boo Knight. And we knew, you know, Boo Knight was on thin ice after his off the field issue. I talked with Mark Story, columnist for the Herald Leader, on my Cats Talk Wednesday podcast. And, you know, there hasn't been a whole lot of stuff off the field under Mark Stoops. And then you kind of have, you know, boom, boom, boom. You have the issue with Boo Knight. Then you have Dan Brezowitz. We're going to talk about him in just a second. And then you have the six players and the fight with the frat party and that ongoing stuff that's happening there. And it's a lot of still twists and turns to play in that. But Mark Story was saying that the thing that, in his opinion, would be the most frustrating thing to Mark Stoops is that you haven't had a lot of stuff, and now you've got a little bit of a run of some things happening, but two-thirds of those things that have happened involve adults, not players. Javon Boo Knight, your receivers coach. Dan Brezowitz, who's been there at Kentucky since day one. Football chief of staff, he came in with Mark Stoops, has been there the whole time. Now, he had was arrested on assault charges for altercation with his wife. Charges were dismissed a couple weeks ago, but he got suspended. And now he's going to be let go at the end of the season. He's been reassigned. He'll be employed through November the 29th. But as of yesterday, he has no responsibilities any longer pertaining to the football program. And until November 29th, he will just kind of act and do whatever duties he's assigned, but they're not going to be football related. So they always say it's tough to, you know, part ways with your friends. If you hire friends and you have to part ways with them, that's so difficult. And Mark Stoops has now had to do that twice. He was Eddie Grand, former offensive coordinator. They were really close, really good friends. Offensively, especially, you know, the passing game was in the bottom of the SEC. The results just weren't there. Decided to make a move to reinvigorate the passing game and provide some balance. Been doing successful and been doing well running, but the passing game just wasn't able to keep up. So parts ways with his buddy Eddie Grand, brings in Liam Cohen. And now this popped up with Brezowitz off the field, just domestic issue, and now he's having to part ways with him. So that's two tough decisions where you've had to got to put the friendship aside and make a call. Man, he's had to do that twice. As far as the six guys at the frat party, you know, the latest thing, you know, Vito Tisdale, there was the UK Office of Student Conduct report showed there was no evidence that Vito had a gun at the party. There's been a lot of just sketchy deals. And this was another thing, too, where you, as a coach, you know, you probably are maybe prepping yourself to get a call if something going down, because there's 100 guys on the squad, 85 scholarship players, 15 or so walk-ons. It's hard to keep an eye on what everybody's doing and make sure everybody is and players to come from Louisville, to the point that Louisville's kind of had to give up even in their own city. Now, Louisville recruiting the state, that's always been, you know, an uphill climb for them. I grew up in Eastern Kentucky. If you even saw somebody wearing Louisville gear, it was weird. There was, you know, you go to Louisville, there's Kentucky fans, as many Kentucky fans as Louisville fans. Might be even more Kentucky fans in Louisville than Louisville fans. But you see a Cardinals shirt or hat where I grew up in, it's like, hey, are you lost? What is you, the record player kind of skips and comes to that reaching skid, because Louisville just doesn't have a reach in Eastern Kentucky. So this article by Kyle Tucker on Athletic, you know, just kind of proves what everybody already knew. There's not a big presence there, not a coach on staff that's noteworthy, that's made the impression as far as getting out and about and getting Louisville out there. You know, Petrino didn't do it at all when he was there. So just kind of confirms what the results are. And the proof is in the pudding, as the old saying goes. Got to give congrats to Terry Wilson, who was at Kentucky last year. Finished out his career and transferred over to New Mexico. They played Houston Baptist last night. Terry was 21 for 27, 179 yards, 3 touchdowns, and he rushed 9 times for 54 yards as well. So congratulations to Terry. That now brings him to, in his last 26 games, he's won 18 of them. He was 17-8 at Kentucky. We know he won at Tennessee. He won at Florida. A lot of dubious, historically terrible streaks came to an end while he was the quarterback. Now, the passing offense didn't click like everybody wanted to, but you still, you know, give him props for what he was able to do. Appreciate what he did. Wish him the best at New Mexico as well. Got to tell y'all about La Terrain watches. You hear about them every week on every episode. Been sponsoring this podcast since day one. We even had Dave on the podcast last week. Go make sure you listen to the episode with Dave. But Dave and Ben are doing their thing at La Terrain. They got watches for men, watches for women. Get them for a gift. Get some accessories. Treat yourself. Whatever the occasion, casual, dressy, La Terrain has got you covered. LATOURAINE.com. When you go to the website, if you click on the chat, you got questions or comments, those go straight to Dave. He will get back to you himself, personally. How good is that? LATOURAINE.com. Check them out and get yourself a nice timepiece. Score prediction for this game. Now look, Kentucky is favored, you know, to breeze, to roll, to the point that the question of how much are they going to show? How much are they going to do? When are they going to pull their foot off of the gas and call off the dogs? They're favored by 31. Now, there haven't been many blowouts, but it's basically, you hear all the experts talk, it's going to be hard for Kentucky not to blow out Louisiana Monroe. So for all those who are out there, you know, keeping up with scores for entertainment purposes, I'm picking Kentucky tomorrow 40-9, and it'll be, I guess, that bad beat that makes it a push. It'll make it on Scott's Van Pelt's bad beats. Kentucky will be up 40-6. ULM will get a drive and kick a field goal and doink it in to make it 40-9, where, you know, it'll be right there at the 31 where Kentucky was covering, and then they don't cover because ULM doinks in a field goal to make it 40-9. That's my pick. So looking forward to a big win. Then the pivotal game of the season will be coming up, where you have Missouri in week 2. But handle business tomorrow. Get everybody in. Get some work in. Get some reps for Bo Allen as well after Will Levis does his thing as the starter. Get a look and a feel for what Liam Cohen can do. And the biggest improvement is from week 1 to week 2. So get to see what they look like tomorrow and then see the improvements they make heading on to Missouri. Hope everybody's enjoyed this episode of the podcast. Flew solo today, but got some good guests coming up as well. So y'all be sure to tune in and check out the good guests that are coming. That way you don't just have to hear me droning on solo. Appreciate it. Y'all be sure to rate, subscribe, review, tell your friends about the podcast. Follow on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Believe in Kentucky. Follow me at Vinny with a Y, Hardy with a Y. and we'll see everybody next week. It's been another episode of Believe in Kentucky, presented by Bet Online. Y'all take care.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.